some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired.
Remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at buyer risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
November 9th, 1989. History is made. The Berlin Wall falls. Years pass. Decades end. A new century is born. In 2021, one wall remains at Revolution Radio. The wall between Studio A, the Wisdom Circle, and Studio B, the Raw Deal. The wall falls. History is made. Wisdom Circle plus Raw Deal equals the event. James Fetzer. David Scorpio. Giuseppe Vaffanculo. History is made. And now, the event.
I don't know if you can hear me, Scorpio. Why? Excuse me. Drop. Remove. Hey, Dave. I don't know if you can hear me, Scorpio.
There you.
Why?
What?
Studio A joining.
Excuse me. Drop. Remove A from the call, please. Scorpio, unmute your mic. So we can hear, please. Dave?
Scorpio.
Why Studio A joining? Excuse me. Drop. Remove. Do not add Studio A, whoever did that, please. Scorpio, can you speak, please? Dave?
Jim is on, is talking, so I don't know what's going on.
But you got to share sound so we can hear from StreamYard, I believe is how that works. Because I don't hear Jim on this end.
I'm streaming on StreamYard.
Okay, I'm going to. I will reset the call and call you back in a minute.
No, I didn't. What time are you doing it? Yeah, that's fine. Can you call him and try to get him on the call? Because all he has to do is click on the link. Okay, yeah.
Well, you're on live, Dave. I have simulcasting from Studio B to Studio A, so if we connect to Studio A, we'll get a feedback loop.
Okay, great.
Okay, so if Jim can talk so we can make sure we got audio coming from you in StreamYard.
Okay, well, Jim is trying to contact our guest. He has not shown up yet. So I'm here with Holly Siegler. And Holly, how are you doing?
And we don't hear Holly.
Yeah, not surprising. It's to their benefit. But are you hearing me on air?
We hear you, Dave. We do not hear Holly. Can you share your sounds on Skype? Sound?
No, no, I can't because I have a Mac and it won't let me do that.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay. Let me see what I can figure out.
Yeah, I cannot share sound.
That's okay. I'll try to figure out if you want to entertain our audience a while and talk about the show as we get it together.
Well, yeah, see, I have a Mac, and with Skype, with a Mac, it will not let you share sound on your screen. It's just there's that option is not there. Well, I do. I can't do it. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Share yours. Yeah. If we can't get this going soon, we should probably just forget the StreamYard thing and just go directly onto air on Revolution Radio.
Hey, yeah, hold on, Dave. Dave, drop this. Oh, Dave, if you drop the studio call, I may be able to connect everybody in through this live stream.
Okay, so I'll drop off.
Drop the studio call. Yeah. Okay, Jim. Go ahead, talk. Can we hear you now, Jim? Let me share. Where's my damn? Okay, there we go. I got to share a screen here. We almost got it, Jim. I'm sorry. Okay, Jim, go ahead. You should be on live. Jim, can you hear me? Oh, I am muted. That's why.
Well, there's an interesting note from one of the listeners about how Twitch is going to start censoring soon. That's not surprising.
Now, who's going to start censoring?
Twitch. It's Jim? one of the platforms we go on. Yeah.
Jim, can you hear me? This is Mitch in the studio. No? Ah, there.
Okay, I just added Mitch to the...
Okay, yeah, Jim, go ahead, talk. I'm trying to share a screen.
Okay, excellent, Mitchell. Thank you so very much. Our guest for today was to have been Stephen Pidgeon. We're hoping he will join us by and by. He's a controversial guy, very brilliant, because he seeks to expose truths that are inconvenient to the deep state and to, defeat falsehoods. He's a truth seeker, and therefore he becomes a highly controversial figure in today's society. And because he's such a brilliant guy, he's very successful in cutting through the smoke and mirrors. But alas, he's yet to join us here. We're having a bit of a technical glitch for absence of Giuseppe, who's in the process of moving to a new home. And while we're ecstatic about that, we're enduring the learning curve of having to shift responsibility to another member of the team. Scorpio, give us some thoughts of yours about the present state of the union while we look forward to Stephen Pidgeon joining us, assuming that does take place.
Yes, thank you, Jim. Well, I believe we've ironed out all the technical difficulties, I believe. I think we're live on both streams now on Revolution Radio. And, Jim, you know, what I find unexplainable is the timing of all this. I think we're being played on a massive scale here. I just can't see how, after 2 years of, you're going to die of COVID, we're all going to die. So all of a sudden, guys, it's just a bad case of the sniffles. Carry on. No big deal. Now we're on to a war. And, I have a lot of questions about how much of this footage we are seeing is real, how much of it is scripted. I'm not sure on all of that, but one thing that is is very real is what this is going to do to our economy. We're already at $6 gas here in Southern California, $6 gas, higher in other parts of Los Angeles, for example. It's getting close to $7 now in Hollywood and in some of the upper end areas. So, Jim, I think we're in for a rough ride here. And, you know, what we might have going on here is the appearance of the beginning of a so-called World War III. How real that is, I'm not convinced of, but one thing that is certainly true is that we're going to have major economic implications because, you know, Russia doesn't only provide, you know, gas and oil. It provides a lot of these rare metals like palladium and rhodium that are used in catalytic converters and other parts for automobile manufacture, you know, conveniently. Of course, they want to do away with that anyway. So, Jim, this all seems to me to be very conveniently helping every aspect of the Great Reset. And here we have supposedly 2 million refugees leaving Ukraine. That also is part of the agenda. They want to dilute cultures. They want to dislocate people, bring new people in, take old people out. And isn't it interesting that almost all of these refugees are women and children? Some of these people are going to be easy prey for, you know, child rings and pedophile rings and sex slave operations. Let's say 10% of these people just simply disappear. That's what, 200,000 people, Jim. So this is a big thing here. We're in for some rough times here, I believe.
Scorpio, I think you got that 100% correct. Now, there are two aspects here about gas and oil that are extremely significant, to wit. Germany has rejected the idea of abandoning the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. That is central. Many believe this whole event really wasn't Russia-Ukraine. It was Russia-Germany. That the West, and especially our military-industrial complex, has dreaded the day that Germany and Russia would come in at close alignment because it would mean peace in Europe, no threat from the former Soviet Union, no need for NATO, which becomes an antiquated relic, no requirement for demand for high-cost, expensive military machinery from the military-industrial complex. So it's been the, you know, the big military manufacturers who've been absolutely enthusiastic about Germany cutting off Nord Stream on the basis of opposing the Russian incursion into Ukraine. Now, Vladimir Putin has spelled out in great detail why he had to undertake this special military operation. The corruption of Ukraine, the military bombardment of the eastern Russian-speaking part of Ukraine, the historical relation between Ukraine and all that, he has more than amply justified what he has done here. So in the mainstream, and you hear it every single day now, 24/7, talks about an unprovoked incursion into Ukraine. It's just bullshit. Vladimir Putin laid it out. He explained it. But it's part of the irrationality of the West that we don't even allow our opponents' views to be heard. So, of course, no one can understand what's going on because they're censoring one side, just as they do about, for example, Sandy Hook. They censor one side. Anyone who speaks out about the truth of Sandy Hook, and then it was actually a two-day FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control, is censored. Their books are banned. Their videos are taken down. They're even subjected to slap suits, strategic lawsuits against public participation to punish them for having spoken out. And the other side of it is, while Biden wants to claim that he's cutting off Russian gas and oil, you know, to punish Russia, it's going to have devastating effects for America, for the American people. The price of gas is going to skyrocket. Dave Hodges has observed that at the point where a gallon of gas costs $10, American society will collapse. And I think he's got it exactly right. Holly, your thoughts?
Well, I was just talking about a little bit before we went live about how United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia are refusing talks with Biden about oil prices. And I'm just kind of wondering who's running the show over here in the United States if United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia no longer want to speak to the President of the United States about oil prices. I definitely see what is happening as we have pivoted, like you said, from one major event to another. And I see a lot of people posting memes, the people who still haven't woken up to the fact that we're in World War III right now, saying, oh, well, you know, you're complaining about food prices or you're complaining about oil. Think about the poor Ukrainians. And it just reminds me of the type of propaganda that was used, like the keep calm and carry on that was used during World War II, where you're not supposed to question any of this. You're supposed to, you know, grin and bear it while these oil companies, gas manufacturers, the elites make record profits. Just be thankful for what little you have. People don't even realize what's really going to happen to us soon if we let this continue as far as food shortages. We've seen more ships, more cargo ships stuck in the Black Sea, stuck on our ports still. I mean, the issues, quote unquote, issues with our ports from that happened during the pandemic have now been exacerbated under this now, this posturing for World War III, which I think you're right, Jim. I don't think this is actually, it's actually happening. I think it's a manufactured, like a psyop, if you will, by the United States government as a way to increase prices, basically destroy the U.S. dollar. That's been the plan for at least since 2008. It should have been addressed, and it hasn't.
Well, Holly, you make a very important point, because the value of the U.S. dollar is as a reserve currency for oil. After Nixon took us off of the gold standard way back when, a calamitous blunder in my judgment, the value of the dollar has been related to the price of oil. And if the dollar loses, if in fact the situation changes dramatically where Russia and Germany are in alliance, China is going to benefit immensely from Russian oil and gas. Actually, Russia does not need us. It's going to be calamitous for the dollar. It's the Germans and the Russians can trade in rubles and marks. They don't need, or even euros, they don't need the dollar to be involved whatsoever, so that the mental midgets who are running the Biden administration either have no comprehension whatsoever of the complexities of the world market and how the value of the dollar is going to dramatically depreciate and no longer become the reserve currency of the world, where inflation as a consequence is going to skyrocket to unprecedented levels right here in the USA. So, well, the Biden people may think they're getting a benefit because now they can blame Putin for the rise in gas price. The American people aren't going to buy it. They've seen through this administration. It's completely fraudulent. And when Scorpio talks about, you know, what's going on here is destroying the grain supply from Ukraine and Russia, where Russia had an unbelievably devastatingly bad crop for grain and wheat and so forth. That's going to knock the carpet out from under food supply worldwide, so that Mike Adams is already predicting that worldwide famine, food shortages are now inevitable and there's no way to stop it. And that's because of the amount of time it takes from growing the crops to processing the grain to getting it out into the market. I think he's got it right. Scorpio, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, that's already baked in the cake, Jim. There's no question. And of course, you know, Russia produces a lot of elements that go into fertilizer. And, you know, it's so that's going to dramatically decrease the production of food. But, you know, there's no question in my mind, this isn't a matter of incompetence. A lot of, you know, conservative types like to explain this away. Oh, Groper Joe's incompetent. Now, these people know what they're doing. And this all fits together in this master plan that we have been studying for so long. It's all benefiting, you know, this plan, even the, you know, taking the Russian, you know, ultra rare metals off the market. Well, that's going to affect the ability for American car companies to make cars. But of course, China isn't going to be cut off from any of that. They make a lot of cars now. And so the big winners here are going to be Russia and China. While, as you pointed out, this is going to put an end to the petrodollar, which of course is the only reason that America has not had hyperinflation. And so that's coming. And once you inflate the price of gas high enough, everything is going to become essentially unaffordable to the average American. This is going to wipe out huge swaths of the middle class, and we're going to hear calls where the government has to do something. Well, this is where we're going to see the Great Reset, where the government is simply going to come over and completely swallow up the entire economy and make it a sort of a managed economy like it was in the Soviet Union. So the tables are really being turned. America's going to become, a managed economy. And isn't it interesting that we're seeing, you know, some major corporations already pulling out of Russia, like McDonald's. I just heard McDonald's and Starbucks and Coca-Cola are suspending operations in China. And I mean,
in Russia.
And isn't it just, I thought these companies were there to make money. You know, I thought we had a capitalist system, and instead we're seeing that we're really operating under some kind of a managed economy already. They just haven't told us yet.
Well, I think that's right. And, you know, Apple is claiming they're not going to provide maintenance for computers in Russia. These appear to me to be basic contractual violations, that they have a contractual obligation to continue to provide services for products that were bought in good faith, but which are now being abrogated by the companies. Russia, of course, has also observed they're not going to supply any more of their world's most powerful rockets to the United States, contemptuously observing, let them fly on broomsticks. That's very appropriate. The international community is so highly integrated, where Russia plays a vital part, that all these trace elements and so forth, necessary in catalytic converters, for example, are going to lead to the collapse of the automobile industry among the very few we have remaining here in the United States, thanks to Bill Clinton and his commitment to NAFTA to ship all those jobs abroad, whereas Ross Perot observed that giant sucking sound you hear is all those jobs moving south. Yeah, I think history will record that Bill Clinton and Hillary and Barack Obama and Joe Biden, whoever he may be, have done more damage to the United States than all our foreign enemies combined, without any question. I mean, overwhelmingly more by categories. Holly, your thoughts?
Well, I was looking at some of the old articles and whatnot that I had shared a few years ago, and one of them was talking about how some of the biggest investors or biggest donors to the Clinton campaign and the Clinton Global Initiative were quote unquote Ukrainian oligarchs who had been put into power under the Obama Biden administration. So I thought that was an interesting point. You brought up the Clintons with that. And as far as Russia goes, doesn't really sound like a punishment to have McDonald's and Coca-Cola removed from their country. I think it's only going to benefit the people. I was saying that last week when Facebook and Google and Apple were pulling out of Russia. I was like, gee, I wish we could get, you know, CNN and Facebook out of our country. And it's only going to strengthen them. It's only going to solidify their ties with China. Russian banks are now switching that they've been quote unquote kicked out of the failing SWIFT initiative and shut off from Citi and MasterCard. They're going to switch to Chinese UnionPay, which will also consolidate and facilitate this growth between China and Russia. And as Russia might no longer recognize U.S. patents, that's kind of what I'm thinking would be like the biggest slap in the face to the United States, because basically we are run by our own Silicon Valley here in the United States. It's interesting to note that Ukraine had its own version of Silicon Valley, which the Rothschilds were funding even up until October. They were trying to build these smart cities. It's very similar to what we saw in Kazakhstan recently.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
My management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio, 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 Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Oh. Okay, everyone, we're glad to be back. Holly, we're making some observations. I would observe that McDonald's, Burger King, Pepsi, Coke, and I think it's just Coke in Russia, if I'm not mistaken. Those are all signs of, you know, Western civilization. And the Russians, like everyone else in the world, like, you know, Big Macs. I mean, we even find them featured in movies like Pulp Fiction, you know. What do they call a Big Mac in France? And it's amusing. It sounds superficial, but actually it's a cultural connection that tends to tie the world together. And when you have increasing isolation between communities and states, especially ones that may have divergent political outlooks, in my opinion, it's a bad thing. It's like stifling freedom of speech and freedom of press in the United States. How can we understand one another if we're not even allowed to share our respective views and debate and discuss, which is a key aspect of arriving at the truth, as Sir Karl Popper observed? Rational discussion and debate is our most effective method in ascertaining the truth, especially about matters political. Holly, your further thoughts.
Well, I think you're right about that as far as cultural connections. We're seeing that within the United States. I think it was Governor Sununu and then a bunch of governors banned, quote unquote, Russian vodka, which we found out wasn't even, most of the time, wasn't even Russia. So Russian vodka. So people were dumping out bottles of Solichnaya and Russian vodka across the U.S. Reminded me so much of, you know, the freedom fries and the freedom toast, everything that happened with the Iraq war, this attempt to break apart cultural connections, like you said, and to demonize a culture that we've seen. And I think we're going to have to I think that we're going to see prices get even higher, and it's not just gas, it's going to be food. So transportation, everything, as the United States dollar collapses, like you said, there's nothing to back it at this point. If BRICS goes forward, which is Brazil, Russia, India, or Iran, China, South Africa, there's a bunch of countries I want to sign on at this point. And if they can go around the United States, there's nothing that can hold us up anymore. And our military's collapsed, as you've done a fantastic job exposing, Jim, especially now that they're starting to realize, you know, how many people in the military were, quote unquote, forced to get jabbed, too. Who knows what the health ramifications could be for that as well.
There's so many aspects to this, Holly, and I'm reminded of Barack Obama's observation, never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. He's doing a pretty good job. The polling shows there's not a single action he's taken since entering office of which the American people, the majority, approve. In other words, he's got 57 to 65% of the public can't find a single thing he's done of which they approve. Now, that's just dumbfounding. But remember, his first action was to cancel the XL pipeline to preclude drilling on publicly owned land. He took us from energy independence under Donald Trump to dependence, and now we're going begging to the UEA, to the Saudi Arabia, even sending a best special delegation down to Venezuela to kiss their ass. I mean, these are countries that have a very mixed history. I happen to be much more favorable about Venezuela and its efforts to achieve independence for the natural resources of Venezuela used for the people of Venezuela. But every time you have a national leader who wants to do that, he's demonized by the United States. Coups are engineered. They're assassinated. All that takes place on a regular basis. Pete Buttigieg, whom some are referring to as butt plug, by the way, is saying, well, the solution is electric cars. But let me talk about this. Joe Olson is a completely brilliant engineer, and I are doing a series. We have 9 episodes on climate change. You can find on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, the very first, was devastating to the very idea that there's a problem with climate change. Because it turns out that, and that CO2 is responsible, because it turns out that over 600 million years of the history of the Earth, there's been no correlation whatsoever between the quantity of CO2 in the atmosphere and the temperature of Earth. No correlation. In the absence of a correlation, there can be no causation. Even if there were a correlation, as in the case of, vaccines and autism, there's a perfect correlation. The more vaccine, the more autism. The less vaccine, the less autism. The companies want to argue there's no causal connection. But certainly when there's no correlation, there cannot be a causal connection. That's a necessary condition. Now, when Butt Plug talks about, electric cars, he's not being real with the American people. As Joe has explained in these series, it consumes more energy to manufacture the electricity than it saves. So it's a loser. It's a net energy loser. Notice how long it takes to charge a battery. It takes hours. You can refill your gasoline tank in a couple of minutes, but with a battery operated vehicle, you're going to be consuming hours to do it. In the third place, they have a very limited range before you have to, plug it in and recharge the battery again. In the fourth place, these batteries are highly volatile. We have whole ships full of cars that are loaded with electric cars that burst into flame. And there's no way, in the fifth place, to dispose of it. We don't know how to dispose of these batteries, which are incredibly expensive to manufacture. I'm convinced that the reason we remained in Afghanistan for so bloody long is because we were exploiting one of the world's great deposits of lithium, which is necessary for electric cars, components, and computers, and triggers on nuclear weapons. We were there to loot Afghanistan of its precious mineral resources. Now that we're out of Afghanistan, and I'm glad for that, but not the way in which Biden so clumsily did it, which, just was an insult and affront to the American people and disgusted everyone. And is another reason no one believes this war is not his fault. No one's going to believe that he's not responsible here. There's not going to be a rally around the flag movement. We're also cut off from all the other precious minerals in Afghanistan. So I think we're doing a pretty good job of, slitting our wrists and cutting our throat at the same time economically. Scorpio, your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. And, I think this green energy thing is going to really come into the forefront very soon because, gas is too problematic. There's a war going on, don't you know? And as the prices get higher, and, the Biden administration has even admitted that they want prices to go higher so that they can transition us to green energy. So, I think the thing we need to realize is the whole green energy program is a fraud, every bit of it. As you pointed out, it's extremely inefficient to burn natural gas, convert it to electricity, and then put that inside a car. So it doesn't work. And here's the big picture that I see, guys, and this is the really important takeaway, that the green energy thing is such a giant fraud that it only works. It only works if the population is greatly reduced. Then it works. But with the population anywhere that close to it is now, it simply is impossible. The numbers do not add up. And isn't it interesting that nuclear power is considered a green technology? That is laughable.
You make so many good points there, Scorpio. But the very idea, of escalating energy prices to make green energy more palatable because then it becomes economically feasible doesn't contradict the inefficiency, the failure of green energy to do anything we want done. It's going to seal the doom of our economy. Oil turns out to be a boundless and unlimited resource. Earth naturally produces oil. It's deep down inside the earth, but we're able to extract it. So there's never been a peak in oil problem. There's never been a shortage of oil. Natural gas is a wonderful clean energy resource. We can exploit those for the benefit of the American economy. But Biden and these people are deliberately sabotaging the economic integrity of the United States. on the basis of a completely fabricated, fantastic green energy ideology that has no scientific merit or substance whatsoever. This is a calamity for the United States. Holly.
Well, you're right, talking about the batteries, and where do we have to mine? Where we see massive mining operations, overthrowing of governments in Africa. This has been going on for decades to create, to mine all of these minerals that are needed. China and the United States, we're bombing Somalia right now. Biden administration bombed Somalia, someplace in Somalia recently. We have a lot of troops in Africa right now, and a lot of this has to do with the mining and the speculation that goes along with this green revolution. As Scorpio said, it depends on a smaller population, depends upon a compliant population, and one that is heavily tracked and manipulated. So that's why it ties in with the smart cities agenda, the green initiative agenda. Credit Suisse is talking about how they're launching a new one world new monetary order. This opportunity, they said this opportunity in Ukraine has allowed Credit Suisse and these other central banks to launch a new monetary order. So this will be tied in with your carbon credits, everything. They've laid it out. I mean, it's kind of interesting to see how they've decided to roll this out under the guise of war and a pandemic. I didn't know exactly how they were going to formally launch this, but it makes sense under the fog of war to have something like this, as because they couldn't get people to voluntarily comply with something like this. Like, yeah, people will recycle and, you know, we'll clean up our trash and whatnot, but when it comes to, oh, you can't travel outside the United States, they're making air travel impossible as well. And none of this is necessary, like you said, through proper management. And it's these major corporations are the ones that are trashing the planet. It's not the average person, but well, they've manipulated and gaslit people, especially younger people, past couple of generations, saying, you know, you're dirty, there's too many people on the planet. You know, stop having children because you're destroying the environment. And instead of actually looking at the type of management that should be going on, they've put in institutions like the EPA to extort people, to become bullies and destroy small businesses. So it's definitely a long-term plan that we've seen here with their fourth industrial revolution, we'll call it.
Well, I think that all reinforces Scorpio's view that this is all in accordance with a grand plan, with the World Economic Forum and its agenda. Everything that's happening confirms what the World Economic Forum wants to happen. Scorpio, further thoughts of yours?
Well, yeah, I mean, it all fits together far too perfectly for it to be an accident. That's the thing that's bothering me about this whole conflict, not only the timing, but how every single aspect of it fits into the agenda that we've been studying for so long, including this outflow of refugees. This is no accident. You're talking, they're saying 2 million people, all women and children pretty much. And, you know, you could have 10% of those people just disappear and nobody would really notice. So this feeds into this sex trafficking rings and the pedophilia rings, all of this. And, you know, I just think, things are going to get a lot worse, Jim. We've really crossed the Rubicon now. There's no stopping this. And, with Poland saying they're going to give all of their airplanes to their Soviet era airplanes to Ukraine, and then they're going to fly them to Germany. And then they're going to fly them into Ukraine from Germany from an American airbase. Of course, the Pentagon's saying, oh, I don't know if we want to do that yet. But I think what they're doing, they're just setting the stage where we have to do more as the Russians continue to just blow up entire cities, as they're trying to tell us. So I think they're trying to set the stage to really get this into a regional conflict. And it won't take much because of all these entangling alignments. And Putin's already warned all these countries in Europe to stay out of this. And, of course, here they are already meddling in things.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal?
Came out of a tomb. They used amputee actors and a studio quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Here we are back with Scorpio Paul Lee. The last Joe Vincent, our featured guest, will seek to arrange for him to come back on another occasion. He's a brilliant guy, Stephen Pidgeon. So we look forward to featuring him in the future. Meanwhile, I think the United States is headed for a complete disaster and collapse. The Democrats, if they could possibly do it, would like to forestall the wipeout, the red wave that's going to occur in November. There's no legitimate, bona fide, above board way to stop it, in my opinion, where I've been predicting again and again that the Republicans are going to take 100 seats in the House and 3 or 4 seats in the Senate. Scorpio, how can they stop it? Because by...
everybody in the world to wear one. And now we're seeing, you know, a manufactured war. I really do believe that. And, you know, it's amazing. I was on the freeway the other night, and there was a big, giant billboard, electronic billboard, saying, "We stand with Ukraine." And then there was another billboard saying that they already have a you know, foundation, you know, for aid for Ukraine. Like, in a week or 10 days, they were able to do all the paperwork and create a foundation to bring aid to Ukraine. I don't even think that's physically possible. This had to have been done in advance, just like these other things. You know, the masks had to be ready to go. The plastic screens had to be ready to go. And, you know, this has already been prepared for well in advance. They just don't tell us until the crisis is already happening. So we react emotionally and don't see the forest through the trees.
This is like the donation website for Sandy Hook victims being up before the event had even taken place. I mean, you know, how dumb are we supposed to be? Pretty dumb. And it looks like most of the country falls for it again and again. Holly.
Yeah, all my pop-up ads on, you know, online right now are all about, you know, donate to Ukraine and support the Ukrainians and, you know, how much of this money will actually go to people in Ukraine right now or the infrastructure of Ukraine, or is this all just more continued money laundering and, you know, pulling at people's heartstrings, just always so successful and so predictable. During this time, and we need to, things are so bad here in the United States. And as we've discussed before, information is starting to come out about how these quote unquote medical companies tricked and bought off so many of the mainstream media. I think there was some information that just came out recently that even places Fox News and Newsmax and a few other like quote unquote conservative stations are actually given money by Moderna to not talk about possible side effects or anything negative having to do with their massive rollout and their operation. So it's hard to see what's going on here in the United States, how we are so thoroughly under attack. It hasn't completely gone hot yet, but the fact that so many people have been lied to or truth has been manipulated, and we're told to go look over to Ukraine during this time where family members, people all around us, coworkers are just having heart attacks at work and people are just dying all of a sudden. We're just supposed to think that this is absolutely fine.
You're muted, Jim.
Right. Well, I just got a note from Stephen Pidgeon, so maybe we'll have the opportunity for him to join yet. I'm asking him to please do so. Scorpio, how can the Democrats forestall this devastating defeat they're undergo in November? And with a price of gas rising, I think they're going to get almost no votes from the American people. I mean, who are completely disillusioned with the incompetence from the top of this administration. And nobody is going to believe that Kamala Harris has any prospect of doing any good for anyone. Her poll numbers are even lower than Joe's. What can they do?
Well, Jim, Kamala's heading over to Ukraine, I believe, to solve the problem there. So don't worry about that. You know, it's like Stalin said, Jim, it doesn't matter who votes. What matters is who counts the votes. So I think the Democrats may do better than you think. And frankly, you know, I'm of the belief that it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. I don't see any real what have the Republicans done to push back against any of this? It's been very little. You know, you had DeSantis in Florida doing a few things to push back against COVID, but for the most part, they were all on board. I just don't think it's going to make a whole lot of difference. And is the thing is too, is the control of the dollar is outside the government entirely. And that's going to be the big player here, is the dollar and the price of oil and inflation. That's what's really going to be going on. And that's really all out of the hands of government. That's in the hands of a private cartel called the Federal Reserve.
Here's the latest report that from the Epoch Times. Volunteers from other countries who join the fight against Russia can be rewarded by Ukrainian citizenship. Isn't that what you always wanted? That's going to bring them in by the droves. Holly, my same question. What can the Democrats do to forestall? I see this as a tidal wave wiping them out of Washington, D.C., virtually, literally. Your thoughts?
Well, I think we've discussed this before. We're up to 31, even more at this point, of members of the House Democrats who are not running for office again. Most of the time, once you're an incumbent, you have a 70% chance of being reelected. That's not even counting the rigging that they've done. So just statistically, having your name on the ballot again, people are just going to vote for you. And so the fact that they've decided to leave office is extremely telling. I'm sure a lot of them are probably going to join, the private sector or something like that, still be working in the shadows. But the fact that so many of them have left the House, they have to get replaced by a Republican. You're not going to try to run a successful Democrat after a Democrat decides to leave office like that. So they know the writing's on the wall. So for me, it's whether or not the Republicans have a strong leader or have some sort of backing or some sort of cohesion. There's so many rhinos in there at this point. And I do think that a good thing out of all of this, Biden just being an absolute disaster, which we knew he would be, that's the whole point. A good thing about this is that it has even exposed the people who voted for Biden, that he is so incompetent. Like you said, Saudi Arabia and UAE don't even want to speak to him. They don't even want to have a phone call with him. Those countries are supposed to be in our pocket. That's supposed to be the easy discussion here. Never mind these other countries, which have obviously completely shunned the United States. We're so weak. We're hypocrites at this point. And we're collapsing. Everyone can see it, whether socially, politically, economically. It would be a great opportunity for Republicans to stand up. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, people who actually represent their districts, that would be huge. But they need to get the rhinos out that are still running the main infrastructure. People are calling for the assassination of world leaders right now. Those people need to leave. They're dangerous.
Some suspect that Lindsey Graham is making that ploy to suggest they're going to assassinate Biden and blame it on Russia to further elevate, the cause, and then you got the sympathy they think. But if it's Kamala, my God, she gets no sympathy from anyone. Most people can't even stand to hear her speak, and she is such an airhead. Did you catch how she went on a black radio show and was asked to explain what's going on in relation to Ukraine? And she said, Ukraine is a country in Europe. Russia is a larger country in Europe. The larger country invaded the smaller country. That's wrong. And I'll tell you, they said that was being condescending, but that's the limit of how well Kamala Harris understands what's going on. They don't seem to understand. That exhausted her knowledge. She was asked to explain what was going on. She gave it her best shot. Scorpio, wait, before we go, let me remind everyone, we are taking callers. 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452. We have a little more time than usual because we lost our guest for today. We hope to bring him back. Scorpio, Kamala, what a disaster. And, of course, she was the George Soros pick. I say you can understand what's going on in the United States if you just realize it's not Joe Biden who's president of the United States. It's George Soros. Scorpio.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I think Soros is a front man for much bigger people who were not even supposed to know their names. And, of course, George Soros is an international elf, much like the people that run him. And, you know, here's the problem I'm having. You know, name one, you know, conservative that's really standing up against this war, this America being involved in this in any way. It seems to me that the Republicans and Democrats always unite under the really important agenda issues like COVID, whenever we have a war, supporting Israel. These are the things that unite our country, supposedly. And that's the problem I'm having. I don't see any pushback. Like, there isn't anyone saying, look, America has enough problems at home. We need to deal with our own problems. Let's let Russia and Ukraine sort this out. I wish them both well. Let's focus on America. We have a horrible homeless problem that is never spoken about by either party. I mean, the amount of homeless people I see when I go to Las Vegas, when I go to Los Angeles, I mean, it is unbelievable. There's armies of homeless people. And you can write some of that off to, you know, drug addicts, mentally ill, and people who just don't want to work. But there's also, you know, veterans, military veterans, and people that have just fallen onto hard times. So I don't see either party talking about any of these issues. They always seem to unite when things really are important. And that's the problem I'm having. I don't think it's going to make a whole lot of difference. And what's the old saying? There's not a dime's worth of difference when you get right down to it.
Of course,
you're muted, Jim.
Yeah, of course, I have a bit of a different opinion. I mean, look, Donald Trump put the economy on a sound footing. He made us energy independent. He clamped down on the border. Those are real differences. I'm unhappy with him for warp speed. I do believe he was played. I do believe locking down the economy was the greatest blunder in the history of the United States, and from which we may never recover. But if it's a choice between Trump and any alternative out there I can see, I think it's a no-brainer. Holly, your thoughts?
Oh, sorry. I think that we're seeing just really the beginning of the Biden-Harris administration. You realize they don't call it Biden-Harris administration anymore because you're right, Jim. They gave Kamala a few opportunities to speak, and she's just exhausted by even the minimal amount of nuance or political expectation or speech writing or even reading a speech or going to events. Well, just seeing the State of the Union, it was just such a disaster. It was just so disheartening to see. It made George W. Bush look like a great politician, his State of the Union. Biden was basically just repeating the same Trump did, except Trump actually delivered on a lot of those things. I will give you that. As far as a border wall or security or manufacturing or energy creation here in the United States, we saw gas prices. People are posting photos of that gas prices from a couple of years ago versus just, I mean, look at even a month ago. It's you had said $10, right, for gas would collapse society. I know a lot of people that commute, and there are people, they won't even be able to afford to go to the grocery store at this point. So there was talk about, and this is just a rumor, but I could foresee something like this. This would be a great way to start to switch people to the digital cryptocurrencies and the wallets and all that sort of thing is once things get so unbearable as in the U.S. dollar collapses even more, and we do have something like $10 for a gallon of oil for gasoline, rather, we will start to see the Biden administration or whoever's in charge put out another stimulus package to be through crypto, or it has to go be through a digital wallet, or it will be, you know, a direct deposit to your bank account, and you need to have a photo ID, and you need to have this and that, you know, maybe even a Vax pass. Who knows if they're going to try to roll out something like that again. So instead of just getting it, they will make sure that people have to be in this new system before you get another stimulus check. That would be probably the best way that they, I mean, I'm not trying to give them ideas, but I'm trying to think 10 steps ahead as far as what they would do to try to make people comply and to, you know, force people to starve is always a great way to get people to comply to something that they don't want to.
Yes, I think that's a nice point. Scorpio, that seemed pretty consistent with your views. Am I right?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, I don't think we're going to see a real collapse. We're going to see a controlled demolition of society. And I think when things start to get so-called chaotic, this is where the calls are going to come in for, well, we have no choice. The government has to step in and do something. So they're going to create all these problems, and they're going to have a pre-planned solution, just like they had all those plastic sheets ready to put up at the grocery stores all over the world. So you have to think about the logistics of this. I think that very quickly, as things collapse, which it's going to be a controlled demolition, we're going to see calls for the government to step in and essentially swallow up the entire economy. And we're going to be sort of in a communism 2.0, a much more efficient and kinder and gentler communism, most likely. But, you know, it's only works if the masses believe it. And hopefully we're making an impact with the shows we do and other people. Because if enough people don't believe it, they can't do it. They have to deceive the minds of the population to make their plans work.
I think that's an extremely telling point. Would you agree, Holly?
I think, I think he's right. I don't think they don't want to destroy the system completely because they already have pretty much everything set into place. I think there are a few, you know, gadflies or people that are bugging them, a few things that need to be worked out. I don't think as many people got jabbed as they were hoping, so I think they've decided begrudgingly to move forward and drop that event and, you know, hope. I think they're hoping that enough people got jabbed.
Hope is not, Holly. We're into the break. We can't hear what is going on. We'll be right back and wait for your calls. With Holly, Scorpio, and me. See you then.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen, with host Zen Garcia at FreedomSlips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it, that the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes, and Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
I heard some noise. I didn't hear nothing else, just noise on occasion.
I'm muted. Let me know. Are we on there, right? No?
And I don't hear anything on this computer or on hold. I don't hear the show.
I'm muted. Let me know. Are we on there, right?
I don't hear anything on the computer or on hold. I don't hear the show. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Jewish. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Jewish. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Politician, really, he rises above the ordinary description of a politician. I do think Vladimir Putin really is a statesman. This is my take. Let me hear more from Holly about her views in terms of your and my disagreement or interpretation here. Holly.
Well, I think we're seeing an opportunity for troops and build up against Russia. There seems like I said, with CNN and Fox and all the mainstream news all agreeing that Putin's the bad guy, Russia's the bad guy. They've been doing this really for years, the Democrats particularly have started to build up this narrative even before the 2016 election. So even before Trump was in office, they were talking about, well, Russia might hack the elections and, you know, Russia just hates our freedom or whatever they wanted to make up about why Russia doesn't like the United States right now. And that's why they want to meddle in our elections and they can cause EMP outages and this, you know, perception of the other, basically. And I do wonder, I mean, I think obviously if you're looking at the global stage from like a grand chessboard, you would have all these fake stories basically to make these major superpowers fight each other with a mutually assured destruction. I think the plan overall is to just murder a bunch of people. You know, they're talking about reducing the population to what, less than a billion people. And I think it's become more and more obvious that it's not just a pipe dream or a fantasy of these people in charge. This is what they really want. This is what they think that they need. They think that's a manageable population. So they'll use race, they'll use religion, they'll use country boundaries, they'll use economics, whatever they can, food, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, to try to make it seem like they can get as many people finally to comply and to start to kill each other. Zelensky has just welcomed a bunch of foreign mercenaries, professional agitators and mercenaries, people who have been trained from the Middle East. A lot of people from the United States who are coming in there as mercenaries. Ukrainian government is now offering citizenship to mercenaries that come in to fight the Russians. So I think that sounds like a terrible idea. Sounds like an opportunity for the Ukrainian people to be further terrorized. I mean, to just open the border for mercenaries to come in, that just, I can't imagine a president doing something like that.
Well, and Hawley's also released criminals and given them military weapons, you know, ostensibly to go fight the Russians, but these criminals aren't going to go fight the Russians. They might get killed. They're using them on civilians to rob, to rape, to loot. They're doing the things criminals do. So this is another absurd move. And the U.S. Democrats are right along there. They want criminals out on the street. They somehow think that's a form of equity, to have more criminals on the street destroying the lives of ordinary law-abiding citizens. That's today's Democrat Party. It is a disgrace. Scorpio.
Well, you know, I think Paul English summed it up very well about Putin. He's the least worst player on the world stage. I think there's no doubt about that. But, you know, you do have to question, why did he go along with Operation COVID hoax? Vladimir Putin went along with the whole thing, the masking, the lockdowns, the vaccine. They have a different vaccine, of course, which probably isn't nearly as deadly as what's been unleashed in the West. And so, I don't know, Jim. The timing of this to me is hard to explain away, especially when there's so much questionable footage coming out of Ukraine. And, you know, supposedly there's 190,000 Russian soldiers in Ukraine, yet we haven't seen any footage of more than a handful of Russian soldiers and some tanks rolling around inside Ukraine. So I think we even have to question what's really going on there. There's obviously fighting going on, but is it really of the mass scale that we're being told, and how much of this is a stage production? And if any of it is a stage production, Putin has to be in on at least part of it. And so I'm not saying he's all bad, but you have to look at the possibility that all of these world leaders are on a leash by the banking cabal, and they have to go along with certain things, or they're going to face repercussions in their own lives. So I think it's very complicated, Jim, and I don't know that there's necessarily a good guy here. That's just how I see things.
Yeah, well, I know you have great respect for how you see things. My take is that Putin isn't in on any of this. If he was conned about the COVID, well, so it appears was Donald Trump. I don't believe he was out for slaughtering a large percentage of the American people. I just don't buy that with regard to Trump. I do think he was played. I think in a similar fashion, Putin was played, but Putin doesn't control the Western media. We have propaganda all the time. I mean, if they can manufacture events like Sandy Hook, Parkland, Las Vegas, make us think those were all real when they were all staged and orchestrated. My God, faking a, you know, giving us false footage about what's going on in Ukraine is a piece of cake. I do not think this is wag the dog either. I do think that there was a desire to provoke Russia, but it's a very real operation. And Benjamin Fulford suggests they've already taken most of the country and destroyed 75% of the Ukrainian military. And frankly, I think that's probably more accurate than anything you're getting from the mainstream. They don't want to admit the power and the agility and the techniques of the Russian army, the Russian military, where war games have it that if NATO were to battle Russia, that NATO would be defeated in 5 days. NATO could hold out for 5 days. We're talking about non-nuclear, we're talking about conventional exchange. The Russian army is very well trained, very tough, very well equipped, and the Russian armaments are far superior. Their anti-missile missiles are the best in the world. Their anti-submarine torpedoes are the best in the world. Their anti-ship missiles are the best in the world. If we actually had a war with Russia, I think the NATO forces would be largely obliterated in the first 30 minutes. Believe me, it would happen fast. It would be very hard, and no one in the West would be happy. So I don't believe this is a kabuki theater in Ukraine. Russia really is taking the country, and by my best surmise, they've already succeeded by and large. Holly.
Well, I think you made a great point about the jab. Russia and China did not have an mRNA jab. So I think that that's pretty telling. I think from what Dr. Lee Merritt and other people have talked about, other doctors, people who know more about this than I do, the haplotargeting can work a little bit, but not really the way that people, they really want it to work. But if they can have batches and send them to certain groups of people, you know, some that are poisonous, some that are mRNA, and some that aren't, then that is one way that it could be used to attack people. So I think Scorpio is right about, obviously we know all of our world leaders are controlled by the central banks. And if they have this agenda to get, you know, everyone has to force this upon your people, if you're part of the central bank system, maybe some of these countries such as Putin or China did not have RNA, or they weren't forced to do it. It was meant only for the United States or for certain areas. Africa was not really targeted. And the countries that a lot of their presidents actually stood up and told their people. They lived through the Ebola testing. They've lived through so much testing down there that they knew when the UN and NATO and everyone, WHO, CDC tried to push it on them, that most of the people knew what was up down there.
Jim, we've been joined by the mechanic. Let's give him a chance to speak before we run out of time. Mechanic, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think there's going to be like a light switch going off, honestly. All these vaxxed idiots, all these people still wearing the mask, car windows up, driving down the road, masked, just living in a state of hypochondria. And I think that when this switch goes off, it's going to be this vax regret campaign. And especially the moment they realize that VAIDS is a real thing. You're seeing more and more propaganda supporting the notion that AIDS is going to make a comeback. We are going to witness AIDS 2.0. And, in fact, we have these same pharmaceutical companies releasing medications it's in preparedness, if you ask me. Over the next couple of months, they'll be releasing these new AIDS vaccines and drugs, and AIDS will now be the new thing to be tested for before admitted into a hospital. It's only going to get worse and worse, but the vaccine regret campaign, I think, is going to be kind of in the face of the red horse, if you will.
And, Mechanic, what's your take on the Ukraine situation in our closing couple of minutes?
Yeah, well, I think Putin's on the defensive here. People think he's on the offensive, but I think Putin is doing what he needs to do to protect the nationality of his country. He has enlisted the men and women of his country. He's got a 69% approval rate, and they believe in what he's doing. And, yeah, there's some protesters out there, as there is in every country. But this dude, if you put missiles in Mexico, you don't think America is going to have a problem with it? You put NATO in Mexico, a United States border, with munitions pointed at this country, say China's down there pointing munitions at us. You think that's going to be an issue? Yeah. So I think he's got every right to be there. The propaganda is beefy on this one. Let me tell you, the propaganda is huge and people are buying it. If the same people wearing the mask right now are the same people that couldn't support their family, couldn't support their neighbors. What, if you got, you had a choice. I lost my job. That was a choice. Yeah, these are the same people that are Ukraine sympathizers that don't see the cabal and the basically La Costa Nostra that's running Ukraine.
These are excellent comments, Mechanic. I'm so glad we got you in. Let me read one paragraph from Klaus Schwab's book, COVID-19, The Great Reset. One paragraph where he spells out very baldly what's going on here. At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, organized epidemics of fatal rapid-acting diseases, and starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistent levels for the non-elite, starting with the white population of Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to other races. The populations of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly than in other continents until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy fact. And it's right there in Klaus Schwab's book as to what's going on here. Now, in the moments that remain, let's take final thoughts. Mechanic, I'm so pleased you're here. Yours first.
100%. I've been preaching this game for a little bit less than you. I'm only on a quarter century. But I wish I was wrong. I want to be wrong about everything I know to be true. I want to be wrong more than I ever have in my life right now. I've lost, pretty much all the friends, all the tight knit, friends are out the window. I've never really had like the tight knit family, but you know, for me, I'm just going to continue to prepare. And, those are there that are with my group up here will continue to prepare. And, we are building like a micro community up here. And, when shit hits the fan, you're responsible for yourself at the end of the day. You can't depend on any kind of government agency to come rescue you. That's just how it is. And that's the situation they want. They want complete pandemonium, desperation, and dependency. So
wonderful comments, Mechanic. Holly, your final thoughts.
Well, it's nice to speak with you. Yeah, I think we're seeing a real splintering of people right now. I don't think it's too late for some people. I think that they could maybe the $10 gas or the food prices or something will finally wake some people up, because there are people like us who are canaries in the coal mine where we can smell this from a mile away and we know what's up and we try to tell people. But then for the most part, people can't think outside of their day-to-day lives. So if it means that their food's not on the shelf, or they can't afford to drive to work, that's when they might actually start to question things.
Scorpio, final thoughts, the final shots for today's show, yours.
Well, Jim, we've crossed the Rubicon. There's no turning back now. This is only going to get worse. And like Mechanic said, I wish I was wrong, but there's no stopping this, guys. There really isn't. Time to get prepared, get ready for a rough ride, get ready for $10 gas.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.